Hey, this is Lucky from A Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. Check out teespring.com/store/professionalcasual for fresh new swag. A huge shout out to our sponsor, BeardedDragonGames.online. Pick up all your local game store goodness from Magic the Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, or WFRP 4th Edition, as well as terrain, paints, board games, comics, and more. Make sure to use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for free domestic shipping, or PCME10 for 10% off your total order at BeardedDragonGames.online. Also, a special thanks to Built Bar for sponsoring the show. To get 10% off your order and to help support the show, use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout or use the link in the show notes.
Papa 202. Tim's messing with everybody by starting before everyone's in the chair.
I was hoping to be able to do the intro, but Dan was too on the ball. JB's right. It's not as fun if you don't do it to Dan.
Well, why did you tell me you wanted to do the intro? I would have let you.
Oh, hi, everyone. This is Tim. I'm on Agapapa is what some people call it for A Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure. Other people just call it regular Agapapa. But we're at episode 202, which is one more than last episode, if you've been following. And, you know, I hope everyone out there is having a really good day and a good time and welcome. Bruno's dying.
Kind of is.
But am I really?
No, probably not.
Okay.
I'll allow
it. You're in a real bad spot. Yeah.
What if I
wasn't, though?
Right. What if I whisper to the dark gods?
Ooh.
To reroll what?
The ablaze condition.
That.
To reroll his entire character build.
So very legitimately, like, if people want to suggest what Bruno's backup character should be.
Right.
You can text it to 603-803-3235. But what you should do is write it as a poem and mail it on a postcard to P.O. Box G, West Oneonta, New York, 13861.
We have to he's going to need a new character before a postcard gets here.
Oh, instead of first class.
One line per postcard.
Just give it to
me. Ooh, yes. Then it could be anything, even a boat, effectively, at that point. Twitch is the thing that we're on sometimes.
Oh, no.
You could go there, probably. There's a website, I think.
So
Discord.
Okay.
Cider Drinker.
Yep. Iron Maze.
Iron Maze. Wizard Skills.
And Dan.
Tony Hot Hands. Bicon. Cliff Jumper. James. X-Paxis. Otis. Krob. Leroy.
Yep.
Dagna.
Uh-huh.
Briar Mage.
Going along like he knows all the names.
Yeah.
How many am I missing still?
Like 6 or 7.
No, it can't be that many. I've counted 13 in my hands.
You're missing one.
One.
The last one.
Uh-oh.
The last one. Good job.
I said Bicon.
Mm-hmm. No.
Cider Drinker, Wizard Skills, Iron Maze,
and
Cliff Dan. Jumper. Cliff Jumper.
No, you got that one.
Oh. Cliff Jumper.
Still no.
Still no? Okay. I said all the professional cakes or the Kingdom Doppeldongers, right?
No.
Oh, okay. So then it's Iron Mage, Krob, X-Paxis, and...
JB used to play this army.
Ogres.
No.
Oh, why am I drawing a huge blank on this? This doesn't make any sense. I know these guys.
JB used to play Necrons.
Necrons.
Oh,
Necrons.
I thought he played the other one.
What's the other one?
What's the other one? There's lot of other ones.
I think you played that one then.
Eldars. What one?
Tau?
Tau!
Oh!
Oh, Tau, yeah!
I did. That was my first 40k army.
It
was?
I spectate in Twitch chat. He's very nice.
Then I sold it to Taylor.
Oh. Yeah,
remember back in when I was a freshman in college, you used to play Tau versus Necrons?
No.
And Tau were awful at the time because they were like brand new.
He's a professional cake sitter or King Dean Doppeldonger. Don't say he's awful.
The Tau army. All right. It's spelled differently. Now. He spells it T-A-O.
Yeah.
Instead of T-A-U.
Oh, I got to spend a fate point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't
That's
have
fine.
Any, bro.
Right, you have one.
Oh no!
Use the last one in the fight in the alley. No.
That sly look Danny just gave is like, oh, he doesn't. That's so weird.
Wow.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
This might not be good for Bruno.
Don't worry, Mina will bathe in your blood too.
Okay. Oh, the blood might actually put that fire out that he's on.
So, just to give you an idea how close Bruno was to death just now.
Tell us.
I rolled 109 total, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For body, death is 116.
Okay.
Oh.
So like.
Bro, you were close.
Super close. So I'm trying to find, I feel like there's somewhere in some other book that has other rules for like other environmental damage.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had shared with me on Discord, like, a link to this like doc that has a list of like where like a giant index across all the books and tells you where, you know, it says it's in this book, this page. So I can't find it now, but I can't remember who it was. I feel bad.
Sheesh.
Could I spend a resilience point?
To do what?
Yeah.
Decide a rolled number of a test.
For what test?
The one that caught him on fire.
No, that
two the one that though. Like gave me a critical hit.
There was no test there. You took fire damage because you were on fire.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
You never tried to put it out.
I had to get away from this guy.
And you spent a turn before that trying to kick somebody. And then I was like, you could
because that
use
was
an like, athletics test to try to put the fire out. And you're like, I'm going to barrel roll.
Well, barrel roll is like literally that. Something that would put out a fire if you're on it.
If you're trying to put out the fire, he's trying to get past.
I don't think the intent matters. I think he still barrel rolled across the ground.
Rule of cool, Dan.
Yeah.
Rule of cool is
golden rule. JB's not having a good time. Fix it.
All right. No, I got this.
If anybody's going to handle a character death with grace, it's Brute. It's JB. Mm. Not saying that Ben didn't, but JB really knows.
Oof.
Yeah. It's Danny and I shade. Would both mess with you in your sleep.
Specifically said it wasn't shade.
Yep.
I didn't realize that I was in the middle of watching the movie 300 and I am now fighting in the shade. You know?
I would start replacing Dan's blood pressure medication with Tic Tacs.
Oh, yeah.
Killed Mina.
Oh,
he doesn't pay attention.
I would encapsulate butter or something just to exacerbate it, you know?
Yeah.
I can start replacing his blood with dwarf blood.
Speaking of, I forgot to check if I actually took my medicine today or not. Whoops. 603-803-3235.
Save us.
Dead.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Save us.
Deep in my soul, I feel like dwarf blood's like white blood cells are just rocks. Like a bunch of gravel. Yeah. Like,
yeah. I briefly considered throwing dwarf blood to try to put out JB, but it would probably be mostly alcohol.
Yeah, and you don't want the fire to get drunk.
That's right.
No, you don't.
Okay. All right, so this is one critical wound.
Yeah. Don't you have a couple?
Got
already?
More than one for sure. You might have one other one that's stuck.
Oh, they stack.
If they're not like
okay,
some
I got
of them are
two.
Lingering.
I got two. So okay. There's three.
I think you have to have
more than
is it more than
my
your toughness bonus?
Toughness bonus.
Okay, yeah. So you're still good on that end for all right, a while. All right.
But you're still on fire is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I could get rid of those conditions somehow, maybe.
Yeah, so what happens when he's unconscious and also on fire?
The same the thing that happens kinda when you're conscious and on
well,
fire.
So I didn't know if the fire like would go all to sleep right. Or something.
Okay, so end of the next round. If he's still on fire, he will suffer the fire damage. D10 plus 6.
Are we? It's another automatic critical, effectively?
It'll be another automatic critical, but depending on how high I roll, because it'll reduce it by 6, whatever damage I roll.
Mm.
Right? It'll essentially be a D10 below 0. Because right now it's D10 plus 6. He has 6 of blaze conditions, but his toughness and armor is 6. So they wash. So just be D10 times 10 is added to my critical roll. And I'll roll randomly to see what body part it is that the crit will happen on. And I'm going to kind of flavor it. I know I rolled, it said broken collarbone. That just doesn't make sense to have be on fire and your collarbone breaks. So what I'm going to kind of flavor it as, you're still going to have the same effect. It's just that it's just horrible burns on your body makes it so everything hurts to, if you survive this, to anything that you do using your body just hurts so much. That's why it'll be, everything will be negative 20.
Okay. I can do that.
So make sure to make it. So it'll, we'll have the same mechanical effect as broken bone major in the body. Which I think might even have more to it because it's the body.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
So let's see. Broken bones major.
One of your bones is badly broken and either resting at an odd angle or splintered at the point of breakage. It's likely to head, heal properly without medical attention. Good thing we have a doctor.
That's right.
For real.
Yeah? See? Always keep a doctor on staff.
Webby's here too.
No, we're in the penalty box. We're behind fire. That's about as
doctor. Oh, he could have broken his collarbone while he was barrel rolling.
Okay, so this isn't quite the same as torn muscle like we thought it was.
Healing
lost it. So for body hits,
yeah,
your strength and mobility will be severely limited. Suffer a loss of negative 30 to your strength and agility characteristics and halve your move.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, my strength and agility are both 30 anyway, so I'm rolling at a single digit. And
listen, you can't fail on 1 to 5. You know what I mean?
So a fractured bone takes 30 plus D10 days to heal.
Lower numbers are better in this.
32 right? days.
Okay.
So just over a month to heal. At the end of this, you have to take a an average endurance test or the bone doesn't set well. A successful average heal test within a week of receiving the break will negate the need for the endurance test, which I'm sure you will get if you're still alive.
You know, healing begins in the mind. Let me say this.
Okay.
Bruno.
Yeah.
You now have an incontrovertible excuse not to walk upstairs.
Right? So even if Bruno does survive this, his speed is finally mechanically in line with his character.
Yeah. Oh my
really,
god.
We just had to nerf Bruno.
I am
movement 2.
I'm putting in for workman's comp.
Oh, well yeah, but to yourself though. You know you pay for that, right?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're in a really, really dire situation, so we're going to jump right back into this combat.
All right, sweet.
We thank the patrons to the phone number. Send your condolences to P.O. Box G, Weststone, New York, 1361.
Yes, remember Bruno. Flowers, probably a flower
or
pie.
Or you can send, like, well wishes to Mina because she'll be happy behind closed doors. Maybe not, and, I don't know.
Yeah, actually in front of any door.
Top tier patron gets a bucket of...
Bucket of what?
Oh, man.
Bucket of crickets.
Oh!
Yeah, I wanted to keep it snappy nickname. So that we could get back to the action, so I figured I would just get my bullshit out of the way.
Love it.
But also, hey, free crickets. Not free, you gotta pay. Jerks.
Free crickets was what the protesters had on their signs when my dad was in jail.
Ooh, too soon.
Oh, he's been out for a while.
I know, that was too soon.
Oh, yeah.
Tim, guess what?
It's my turn?
It's Lucky's turn.
So, here's the
Before
thing.
Before your turn.
No.
What?
You notice that the fire that was kind of blocking the way into this room sort of...
Is no longer there?
Dies out. And it smells like...
Bacon?
No, not really. Well, kind of an animal fat smell.
Like almost. Tallow? Like burnt or like leather working?
Like not that far. But make a...
Burn hair?
Average perception test.
Average perception, you say? I'll fail that.
I mean, it just smells.
Oh, actually, one success.
Okay, so like the whole area now is full of this smoke from this stuff burning. It just smells like lantern.
Oh, perfect. Like kerosene.
So like real quick, you can figure, oh, they poured a bunch of lantern oil on the floor and then lit it as soon as you came in the room.
What the hell?
Right.
Tell me about that next time.
I thought I was going to get Mina win it. And then you were like, doop, 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 walking in the room. It's like the melted lead all over again.
So with the fire out.
It's not quite as bad, except it'd probably kill you.
Lucky has a little bit of initiative or advantage here. Can I use that to just kind of like somehow burst through those guys without taking attacks?
You can spend all of your advantage to disengage.
And that's an action or just part of a move?
It's, I think it Let me double check. No, it doesn't count as your action because it specifically says you could charge into another combat or something.
Okay. So, yeah, I would, in fact, like to kind of get up and in there. And then when I would have to, like, be like, oh, don't hit me, I'll spend my advantage to get over to Bruno.
Okay.
And Lucky's going to pull out a bottle that looks actually really nice out of his stuff. And he's going to kind of look at it for a second, even though Bruno is, like, literally on fire on the floor. I don't have a lot of liquids on me, but I bought that rose water that I was going to bathe in before my date.
So before you make this crazy personal sacrifice.
It is a crazy personal sacrifice.
That's literally what I just said.
I was agreeing with you.
It'll have to, you have to run to get over to where Bruno is.
Okay.
He was far enough away, so you don't have an action. So like you can, like you take it out as you're running and you're thinking.
No, he could die in the meantime.
That's true, and it's Mina's turn.
Well, no, hold on, Greg's gonna do it. Yeah, he baby burns that rose water onto Bruno.
Mina, you're once again outnumbered because Bruno bear rolled away and then died.
It's too soon, man.
Yeah, no, he's not even dead yet.
Sigmar, help
me. Dead yet.
He's still laying there dead. This,
it's like popping.
It smells like burnt flesh. And once you get through that using your disengage, it definitely smells different on this side of the cave.
I definitely have bottles that I haven't cleaned out that smell like this, and I've just thrown them out in the past.
I'll do see
this. Like some real Bruno in here.
Like masked and hatted individual.
Yes.
That is the one that I will be, impaling with a club.
Hat. Okay. Hat. He currently does not have any advantage.
Beautiful.
He's going to try to defend himself, though.
Remember, he has a broken arm.
Was that him?
Both of them. They both got broken arms. But they passed their hard endurance test or whatever.
That's right. They didn't get stunned from it. Because the other guy, the one that's dead, had the pulled back.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. He doesn't even have a club now, so he tries to like melee brawling that he doesn't really have
with his left hand. His non-dominant hand, or is he like flopping at it at him?
Yeah, it's just not great. What'd you get? Oh, all right. Roll the for location there.
86.
Is that body still?
Location.
No.
Left leg. Oh, he's an adventurer too.
Roll me 100. D100. I mean, roll 100, he'll be dead.
98.
He's dead. No, wait, no, never mind.
Oh, don't you dare take it from me.
Sorry, dislocated knee. He takes 4 automatic damage. You're not dead yet. Where'd it go? He gains the prone condition. After pass a hard endurance test. He does not pass a hard endurance test. He does not pass a hard endurance test, so he is stunned, which is not removed until he receives medical attention. The rest of it doesn't matter. He's not going to live long enough. So he falls prone and is stunned. I had -2 success levels on my defense roll. What did you have?
I had 3 positive
success. So levels. Difference of 5.
Yes.
Which becomes 12 because your strength bonus and weapon is +7. +1 for Renald's Delight. So 13 damage.
Yes.
He soaks 5. So he takes 8.
Yes.
He's not quite dead, but super close.
Is Mina still bleeding?
Yes.
Okay. I have something for that.
You're bleeding?
Yeah.
Did you take a damage at the end of the last couple of rounds? When did you get bleeding?
Last round.
Yeah.
Don't you take notes?
No, I got Foundry for that. What did, what made you bleed?
Oh, you got he get hit by 3 shot. Different people.
Yeah. When they ganged up on me like a bunch of punks.
Oh, okay. So make sure you applied it's been 1 or 2 rounds since that happened. I think 2 rounds since that happened, so you should take 2 damage.
How about you take 2 damage, then?
Yeah. I just took a bunch of damage. Whatever, Debbie. And it's their turn next. So the one guy's stunned, so he just gets up because he can only move or act. And then the other guy is going to attack you.
Good luck.
Because he's outnumbering now because the other guy got up.
Wait, no, I think he attacked before the dude stood up, probably. So they're not outnumbering.
But that outnumber just, like, negates the broken. How'd you do?
5 success level.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so you gain advantage because I had -2 anyway.
That was a difficult read. I thought you rolled poorly there.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Good poker face.
Oh, yeah, good. Nah.
What's Bruno thinking about while he's unconscious and dying and burning to death?
Bruno's got a way out. So
he's gonna make himself immune to psychology until the end of the night.
So, all right. Bruno, yes, he may be on fire. He may be screaming and yelling in pain and flipping and flopping. And it might be the last you see of Bruno, but...
Oh, yeah, I guess technically he's not unconscious yet because...
I am not unconscious yet.
No, you are unconscious because I rolled the crit result that was unconscious, but I forgot. I constantly forget in this game, if you go to zero, you're not automatically unconscious. But what I rolled did include being unconscious until you get medical attention.
Mother father. Wow.
Use the resolve to ignore the unconscious condition.
I'm looking at him.
Yeah.
And I'm a medical professional, so he does have medical attention.
Your attention is on him.
Oh, that's actually right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so sorry. The first thing for broken collarbone is gain the unconscious condition until you receive medical condition. Broken bone major.
All right. That changes what I need to do.
Were you actually going to stop, drop, and roll?
Yeah.
Oh, well, sorry.
He did all of those things last round. He dropped. Right. He rolled.
All right.
He stopped.
I hate
breathing
to do this.
Because he's unconscious.
But I got two options. Two.
Yeah.
One, I am going to remove the unconscious condition by spending a resolve point.
Okay, so that... You're no longer unconscious.
And then I'm going to roll around.
So now you're going to make an athletics check to try to get rid of some ablaze here?
Yep.
Okay.
Isn't your athletics at a minus 30 right now?
Yes. Wait. Yes, because agility's at minus 30.
Okay, and that affects athletics, huh?
Katie just shakes her head.
Oh, wow. That's really bad.
Yep.
Okay.
He's just trying to sizzle in there.
It really, really hurts to roll on the ground with this horribly burned skin you have all over your body.
Yeah, he's kind of getting a reverse sear right now.
All right, okay. So successful athletics test. Each removes one ablaze condition. Each success level removes an extra ablaze condition.
Okay. So since my athletics is now a 6.
Oh, my God.
And a 33 is a critical fail. It would have been a pass.
So you start to roll over and just like, it hurts so much. You have to flop back over where you were.
I can't even, hold on, change this with a resolve. Resilience into a critical hit. Critical.
You could change. So you could spend a resilience to change the result to be a success to remove one ablaze condition. Which means you'll go to D10 minus 1 below 0 at the end of the round.
Hmm. Nuts. I thought I had that. All right, then. Yeah,
Surprisingly, when you are almost dying and covered in horrible burns, your options are fairly limited.
So true. All right. My last ditch option is...
Recognize that Dan isn't willing to kill anyone except for me, so you're probably
going to
be fine.
That's not true. I've been trying to kill all of them from the beginning. They got ran over by a coach immediately.
I was around for 3 seconds before that happened.
You're just upset because I pointed it out.
If I'm out of fate points and desperately need one, and I think this case calls for it, your GM may offer you a deal. But be warned that it may have consequences.
Oh,
so, are you making this up?
Do you want a deal or no deal?
I don't believe you.
Are you making
You're absolutely making this up.
No, he was definitely looking at a sheet of paper and it looked like he was. Yeah, so I believe him.
It is a menu for Taco Bell.
Yeah, that cheesy, crunchy crisp banana.
Yeah.
Looks really good.
This is, I didn't know they had paper menus still.
Yeah, for real. It's actually not a man. It's just an old rapper from Taco Bell.
So I don't want to take character death super lightly. I knew you guys going into this situation that there was a good chance Bruno would die in these tunnels. Just because.
Then why'd you send me down here?
Just
Dan?
Because.
Yeah, why'd you light him on fire
points?
Though?
I thought Mina was gonna be on fire there.
Oh, all right. So all right.
Yeah. Let's just have Mina on fire. Right. And Bruno's fine.
No.
I transfer my fire.
No,
all right, Webby.
I do not accept this transfer.
Do you spend that resilience?
to
get rid of one ablaze.
Get rid of one? No. Okay. Can't do that. All right, Webby, you're up.
You can't spend them if you're dead.
Not dead yet.
That's true.
In order to administer first aid or second aid to Bruno, I would have to get past this dickhead in front of me. And he, although he looks not like he's not doing great, him at his worst day is probably better than me at my best day.
That's a horrible way to talk about Lucky.
I'm not even over there.
Oh, he wishes he was good enough for dickhead.
The two enemies in here do both look in pretty rough shape, but yeah. So to get past them, you could
I
do
could
what...
fight him with the pipe that I lit.
That's true.
I think Lucky's got this.
You could do what Bruno did and make a dodge test versus my melee basic.
As a rule, I try not to do what Bruno does.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fair.
And although Webby does consider Bruno kind of the wagon that he is hitched to get a leg up, he is, at the end of the day, a cold and lifeless person who is deeply logistical about his decision making.
I know he did. Mina is the one who's kids.
Mina is the one who's. No, I meant Webby.
I know.
Mina is the one who is here and who's going to get through this and fight the Graf's champion and get him to rub elbows with the Graf. She's bleeding, and she's the one I can reach. So we're gonna give her a heal check.
Yeah, you just need to pass it. Challenging heal test, and she only has one bleeding, so as long as you pass it, she's good.
I have a spell that stops blood.
Just like an easy or...
We're in combat, so it's challenging.
Challenging combat. Yeah.
Do you have any fortune to reroll if you need to?
It's funny you should mention it. I do not.
Oh.
What else is open to me?
You could beseech the dark gods for a reroll.
I mean, failing to do so is, I've got a quit fail here because I rolled a 77 and my skill's a 71.
Ooh, so that's bad for Mina.
Bad, but how bad is it? Hmm. She's a tough girl. She can figure it out.
Yeah, that's fun.
So let's look at heal because I know you can heal wounds or...
I think I just infect bleed. Her.
Yeah, so now you smell like old people too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is a lot better than smelling like Bruno right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is like burnt hair and burnt cheese somehow.
It's yeah, so...
My intimidate checks.
Yeah.
Smell like your grandma.
Right.
Well, so a failed heal test can potentially cause wounds if it's if the total is less than zero, which it's not. Because it's intelligence bonus plus success level. Success level was negative zero. Intelligence bonus was plus five.
Oh, nice. Oh, so you still have five.
I don't actually... do wounds to her.
Right, because typically critical and fumbles don't really happen during skill checks. We usually play it off as adding some flavor or something. You have to have an astounding failure, which means you have six negative success levels or more to give her a minor infection. So maybe you're just, all this crazy stuff is happening and your hands are just too shaky to really patch up this bleeding wound enough.
No, I don't like that. Instead of my hands being shaky, I pull out something that is just not a doctor's tool. Let's say a snifter of brandy.
Okay.
There's a lot of blood on me. Like, is it mine? Is it theirs?
Yeah, and it's a cherry brandy, too. So yeah. It's all kind of red and blood looking. So.
Who knows? No,
Butterfingers.
All right,
Butterfingers so. Twice in a row. Jeez, it's not my day.
Yeah.
Bruno, you wouldn't believe the day I'm having.
Wow.
You know, he's like in the darkened corner, like,
I've done all I can do.
That was one of my favorite Ben lines yet on the network. End of the round. Mina, you suffer one damage from bleeding.
Okay.
Bruno.
Yes. I told that blood to stop.
Ablaze.
Oh, yeah.
You will, whatever I roll on this D10 is how far below zero you're going to go.
Okay. All right.
One.
Maybe it'll be a one. Was it a one?
It's definitely a one, right?
Six.
That's a lot more than one, actually.
Yeah. Could be worse. It was slightly above average. We're gonna keep going with the Dice of Doom, Death, and Destruction.
Wait, but hold on, so he gets his armor and toughness, right? So he takes nothing.
No,
we already went over this, man.
Yeah, I know, but like, let me pretend.
All right, so 53, it's in the body again.
Oh, good. Well, that's where the other fire was, so it's not spreading.
Joke's on you, collarbone's already broken.
All right. So I'm adding...
it's contained.
60 to this roll.
Okay. All right. But I will not fail.
You won't
fail. And I'm going to decide the roll number of a test.
For your own...
No?
This is the role that is affecting him and only him directly. This is
kind of his role. He's not rolling it. That's not how that works.
It's a role for Bruno, is it not?
All right,
Bruno.
I use Dark Whispers.
Yeah, so, oh yeah, use that.
Lucky.
No.
You run to his body.
Uh-huh.
You pull out your bottle of rose water.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah.
Webby tries to patch up Mina, and he says, Bruno, you won't believe the day I'm having. And Bruno's screams stop.
Okay.
A 95.
No.
Oh, wow.
On the Leroy.
That's really high.
It's 160, 155.
And we previously said that over 120 is like insta-dead, right?
116, yeah.
116, which is over 120.
Bruno screams die.
Now, what can we roll to have that re-rolled, though?
He like, dies.
No.
We'll see about that. On episode 202.
No, we're only half an hour in.
202.
We are in 202. Mother, father.
No.
It is kind of appropriate that
I thought I had another episode here.
JB doesn't even treat his own death seriously.
Of course not. I'm trying to add some gravity to the situation.
Sorry, all right.
If that's how you have to deal with it, that's totally fine.
Dan, cut that.
So, JB.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
What?
Bruno is dead.
No!
Oh my goodness!
That seems super fake!
You know I'm gonna keep all that in!
Oh, that's terrible!
What?
Oh!
No!
He says as he pulls out his next character.
Why am I madder about this than you are?
Because we're playing a game.
It's not a game! We're best friends, probably!
We're playing a game!
Oh my god!
None of this matters.
Shut your stupid mouth. I'm glad you're dead now.
I'm not.
I Lucky. Take it back.
Hold on.
You're standing over Bruno as he stops screaming and his body goes limp.
I got a way out of this.
Please let enlighten me.
I could remove one condition.
You can remove
dead with a resolve, I think. I think that's how that works, right?
Oh, sorry. Death is not listed on the condition list.
Are you sure? Double check it. Show me.
Right.
Prove it.
Right there.
Right there, it's not?
It's right there.
What is? If it's there, that means it's there.
It's Lucky's turn is what it is.
I'm coming back as a fire wizard. This could never happen again.
I think it'll happen a lot more, honestly. I think it'll actually really raise the rate of that happening.
Can we have your next character have a psychological fear of fire?
Yes. Most definitely.
Oh, man. JB, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Here's the good news. We're like half an hour into the episode, so it's not like you have an entire episode to sit there doing nothing like, you know, episode 200 when you were
at that. Or 201.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, the first half of 202.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming over here, JB.
Onward, honestly.
Oh, I love you. Oh, this is good.
Yeah. All so, right. Honestly,
not out of it yet, though. The rest of you.
Lucky very legitimately has no idea he's actually expired.
I mean, he is, you know, crackling on fire. It's hard to tell.
Right. So we're still gonna try to put him out.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, we're gonna dump the rose water on him.
Okay.
Right, especially around the body part where it seems like the fire is really kind of concentrated.
So it sizzles a bit.
Ooh.
Well, and you know what? I do have those leeches too. So there's probably some water in there.
Take your leeches out and dump those on them too.
No,
leeches.
Well, yeah. Any good medical professional.
Of course I do.
Yeah,
why wouldn't fair. You? That actually kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I have roaches. I have zombies' eyes. I have beakers with stoppers. I have Schluffenkraut, I think it's what it's called. We're going to try to put them out as best as we can.
Okay.
And I don't know, pat them with a blanket or something.
So you're going to make an athletics test?
I would really prefer not to. Can I cast Congeal to stop fire? Like no, it's blood?
It slows blood. Okay. It's not even close
Lucky,
to the
it's
same
your best
thing.
Friend. How would you feel if you died? Take this seriously.
Oh, thank gosh. I rolled a 6. Okay, so that'll be 3 success levels on the athletics check.
Okay, so he's mostly out of fire.
No, he's all out. And he smells really good.
I mean,
that's really
there's a lot of fat water that's sizzling right now.
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry, GB. That was...
Hold on.
That was... Oh, you're writing me a message.
Pass that to Dan.
Okay, Dan, this is not from Bruno.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's from GB.
Yeah,
which one obviously Bruno... There's so much written on here.
Did you write it out ahead of time?
I swear to God, if you just wrote to him what I think you just did, I'm going to be real mad about it. Is this something I should be mad about? Because I feel like I should be mad about it right now.
He said, I'm playing through Borderlands 2, and Lucky now reminds me of Skeeter. You banging my sister?
What?
That's what it says. That's...
You know what? That's very true.
That was from 5 episodes ago.
Yeah.
You wrote me that note, and it was very difficult to stay focused.
Mina,
I spend a resilience.
To be not dead for a turn?
Yes.
No, to choose the result of the role of him already being dead.
Oh, my God. Oh, gosh. I don't know, man. Which one is more of a threat here?
Bruno?
The bald guy looks in worse shape, I'll tell you.
All right, I'll go after the bald guy with my club.
You'd be able to tell that pretty easily.
Catch me in the club.
Oh, I got a thing.
Oh, don't hit me. My hairline's just receding.
I got another crit, just so you know.
Wow, okay. Roll again to see where.
20! Left arm.
Arm? How much? Roll D100.
79!
Oh, okay. Pretty sure. Oh, not quite. Ruptured ligament. Drop any items held in that hand. Wait, you say arm?
Left arm.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so you got a broken arm and a ruptured ligament in the other arm. 2 automatic damage.
Flopping around.
So you like slash like.
I got a club, bro.
Oh, you crack it on his arm, and it just, his arm goes limp. He's like, oh, and then he like goes, and he falls over backwards.
Nice.
And then where'd you hit with the other, with your regular attack?
Body.
So as he like stumbles back a bit, you hit him right on the sternum.
Yeah.
And you feel it break, and you see the light leave his eyes as he falls backwards.
Bye. Another one.
And it's the last one's turn. Only one left is the hat guy. He drops to his knees, and has like he's got one arm broken from the spell, and he lifts up one hand, and like the other one's kind of dangling there, and he's just like, I give up.
Okay, good, thank you.
And as he says that, everybody is just completely startled by a boom. As the bomb in Bruno's pocket explodes.
Oh, geez, that's right. I only put 3 of them.
So GB handed me a note with a bunch of stuff written on it, but one of them was, what about the bomb? And I went, oh, he's so right.
No,
the bomb explodes.
It's only hilarious because you forgot about it for all the time I was in the fire.
Yes, I could have had it go off a while ago.
Could have.
But it went off now because that's when we remembered it.
That's...
I appreciate you telling me about that 2 episodes ago. And then wait, yes, he did. When I looked over and I said, is that what you're writing? Something I'm going to get real mad about? Because yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow. Okay.
But think about the story.
So mode. Great.
Yeah, no, that's fair. There's also a bunch of gunpowder on you and a blunderbuss. Or maybe
No.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, fair. Yeah.
So this explosion.
Did they take my rope?
Yeah, there's rope going everywhere.
I think
to honor Bruno's legacy, you should let him tell you
how this explosion happens.
No. I wouldn't overreach like that. But I think you should let Bruno tell us what is like the consistent, like, is it mostly pies?
Okay.
Like, just like the emanation that expands out from him. Like, do whatever damage you need to do mechanically. Right. But I feel like it's going to be mostly pies and or shortening.
Again, from the story perspective, from I would like to see what happens, it would be that the bomb was underneath Bruno at the time. So... Again, it's just a
bag all around the room.
Again, I think everyone gets slimed with a wave.
There's not even a body to bring back.
Right, a wave of Bruno-ness and pie crumbs.
Okay, roll me a d10.
Oh gosh! All right. Six.
Okay. So I want you to now roll me the equivalent of a Bruno ballistic skill test.
Ooh, that's pretty good. A 3.
That's what, like five success levels?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
How many success levels is it? It matters.
Jeez.
You didn't already rip up the character sheet, did you?
Why does it matter?
Because it matters.
Oh, okay. Bruno's ballistic skill is going to be 66. So, 6.
Okay. So, Lucky.
No.
You take.
Nope.
Oh, come on.
12 damage to the arm.
12 damage? What?
So, Obama is damage plus 12. I had him reduce it by D10 because his body buffeted it, and then he rolled 6 success levels on the test and got rid of the whole 6 that he saved from it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
12 damage to your left arm. Mina.
Yeah.
You take 12 damage.
Oh God, I'm so sorry.
To the right arm. Your right arm is getting terrible. So bland. Oh, is this going to be
Do critical? I count toughness and armor?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
Toughness and armor. 12 damage to your right arm.
Oh my God. Okay. This was supposed to be for flavor. It was supposed to get in your mouth.
Yeah, no, we're all getting flavored right now.
And Webby is just out of the flavored. Blast range.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Oh, no.
It's like a Gallagher show. I just took a step back.
Well, everybody to make a...
What about this guy next to me? With that hat.
He was out of the blast range, okay. Too. Everybody in here, God. Including that guy, is going to make a hard endurance test, including Webby.
Oh, my goodness.
I fail. Negative 3.
96.
I pass.
So
it's just raining Bruno all around him.
Is his corpse actually exploded? Like, is there nothing left?
Not nothing, yeah.
No, I mean, like, obviously it's all over the place, but like...
You know, like when a whale gets beat?
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about the same thing.
And the gases make it fill up and expand, and eventually it explodes.
No.
That's kind of what Bruno looks like now.
When they try to, like...
I'm sorry, listeners. That's gross.
Wait, so what was the endurance test for?
Mina and Lucky are deafened, just like when Mina shot the gun in the confined sewers. Hear this explosion.
Great. I really wanted deafened. To be alone with my own thoughts here, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
It's like
this should have been episode 200. Man.
Dripping off the ceiling.
No, stop.
It's raining.
No, stop.
Oh golly! This definitely should have been episode 200.
There's a bunch of people who are unemployed now.
Oh no!
The boss is dead.
Yeah. Oh, think about your health insurance.
Yeah, and it was never there, and it never will be.
No.
He made us pay him.
Never gonna get paid.
He never paid us at all.
Yeah.
Lucky and Mina make an average cool test.
What?
Nice.
Oh, I passed.
Ooh, I rolled the 1.
Okay.
Oh, my cool is like really good.
Well, you have really good willpower.
Yeah.
Not a wizard.
One success level.
A wizard.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not broken from being targeted by an explosive weapon.
I wasn't targeted. I was targeted.
You're in the blast. It counts. the guy that dropped to his knees has kind of like fall. He's like in the fetal position now. And he's just like, just kill me. Just kill me. They'll do worse. Just kill me.
What?
Huh?
What? What?
I got this one. I've been meaning to try this thing out with like a calf muscle, but you need a real live. I'll write it down for you later, Mina. And I go to him with my pipe and get ready to assassinate.
Ready to assassinate Mina?
No, the dead guy who's right here in front of me.
His name's Bruno, and he was our friend.
We are currently out of combat, so do what you want to do.
I'm gathering up Bruno's remains. Lucky's fucking like real distraught about this. Sorry for the swear, but this is important.
My baldy hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me. I'm gonna fix up Mina real quick.
Mina's just like looking around, like moderately confused.
Webby starts working on you medically. So now it's just it's average
and levels.
Stuff.
Oh, sorry. 10 success levels.
Damn.
So heal 15, please.
I love you.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
What were you at after the bomb?
4.
You're still at 4? Wow. I often forget just how tanky Mina is.
Yeah.
I get my buffing cloth out and just kind of give a top to tail kind of buff out all the scratches and smack her on the butt and say, you're good to go.
But leave the blood. I like the blood.
What, like all of it?
Like on my face. It's scary.
Oh. Oh, yeah. No, I would not have changed a thing about your grotesque, horrible face. Don't worry.
I'm trying to put the parts that I can find of Bruno back together.
Oh, boy.
I have that congeal spell. That can slow the bleeding. Maybe that'll help if I get enough of them together.
Yeah.
I'm going to just give him a minute.
I got a bunch of leeches and other regions here. I can sacrifice some stuff or a witch spell, probably. Yeah, let's try to do that. Let's try to get a bunch of them together, and then you know we'll cast congeal. That kind of sticks things together probably a little bit. Nope, that's a 89.
It wasn't an 88.
No,
I guess I've gotten enough the last few episodes. Yeah, I shouldn't be greedy.
For real, yeah, you killed Bruno, and I miscast twice. They're pretty much the same thing. Lucky's real distraught. He just watched Bruno explode in front of him.
Yeah, for real.
And I was going to dump this rose water on you. Well, I did, I think. On your corpse. Aww. Then it exploded.
You didn't know it was his corpse yet, and then it exploded.
Yeah. So
you poured the rose water, and then he exploded, like, immediately.
This is my fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. You
should really blame yourself for this one.
Oh, no.
You sure that was rose water? I'm just glad you didn't pour that on yourself.
Oh, they probably put essential oils in it. That's what gives it a scent. Oh, this is my fault. Bruno was so fine. Oh. This is not good.
You know what?
Mina's probably gonna kill me over this.
I don't think I'm. I don't think I'm gonna roll into a character. I think I'm just gonna be your conscious.
You want to be my Jiminy Cricket?
Yeah. I'll be your Griggs.
It works on a level, but when your response to everything is like shoot it with your gun, I don't have one of those. Spirit Bruno.
Shoot it with your finger guns.
But we're gonna mope actively here for a little while, I think.
Fair. Mina, what are you doing?
What? So I'm going to, like, in my best ability without being able to hear, I'm going to try to talk to this man laying on the ground. And I'm going to, like, you said he's in the fetal position. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, like, pat his hip and say, like, there, it's okay. What are you so afraid of? I will not kill you in this moment. Probably eventually, but not right now.
Just kill me.
Who are you afraid of? Who is this master race your dummy friend was talking about?
Yes, the master race.
Who, what is that? Like, the dwarves or the
No.
The halflings?
No, what? No.
It's probably the halflings.
Halflings?
Then who's master? Humans, then. What?
Just do it. And he, like, kind of pulls his shirt open.
No, I have a club, you idiot!
Seen better.
He points to your belt, and you've got, like, a dagger on your belt.
No.
He tries to, like, out of nowhere, he just gets up and, like, tries to run away.
Oh my god, can I like melee brawling tackle his ass?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna pose it with a dodge.
I rolled an 11.
Oh jeez, okay. I'm just gonna roll his agility. -2, you grab him.
And I'm going to like, you know, like Lion King, like somersault, boom, pinned you again. But I'm going to put my knees on his chest. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna slowly spit the loogie.
What are you, my sister?
I'm just kidding. Isn't that so gross?
Yes. Yes. I've been on the receiving end of that. Yeah, it's super gross.
I'm going to slap him in the face.
And he's like, ugh.
Stop it. How long am I deaf for?
it wouldn't last super long.
Okay.
It wasn't quite as like a sharp as the gun.
Can I hear now?
Sure. Lucky too.
I still kind of like yelling though.
You're very good at it.
I'm not going to kill you until you give me some answers.
I can't. They'll do worse. You don't understand.
That doesn't make any sense. I will kill you or they will kill you. What's the difference?
They'll do worse than just kill me.
What's worse than just killing you?
Didn't you say you know how to torture?
Well, like, yeah, a little. I know the lore of torturing. I don't actually know torturing.
He's like, here. And you, ching, he throws a little ring of keys on the floor.
What's this?
There's prison cells there.
Oh, is the old man in the prison cells?
No, but maybe somebody is. I don't remember. Oh, it's been a while. God.
How do you not know where this old man is?
He's down the hall.
Which hall?
They're going to do worse things to him.
Why?
They don't tell me everything.
Can you tell me this old man's name?
No.
Do you know his name?
No.
Do you really not know his name?
Yes. I really don't know his name.
Then why did you kidnap him?
They kind of stumbled onto us with that in their basement. So.
Oh, okay.
We had to shut him up.
They like accidentally found your secret passage.
Maybe it was an accident. Maybe they're looking for us. I don't know.
Looking for who? You guys with your yellow clothes?
What do you mean?
You guys all wear yellow? A super original. A bunch of people in one group all wearing the same color.
And tries to get away again.
Super, I'm gonna slap him again. Literally sitting in his chest. Stop it.
He starts running, you just slap him down.
I have older brothers.
Oh, yeah. Stop it. Yeah.
And Uncle Chet.
And Uncle Chet, yeah.
I that's all I can tell you. They're down that tunnel, and he points to north on the map.
And the old man is down that tunnel?
I think so, probably, yeah.
You promise me?
Yeah, they're going to use him.
For what?
Whatever they're doing tonight. They just told us to block this tunnel.
Are they doing cult things? Like evil chaos stuff?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's chaos, ruinous powers, or what.
But something like awful like that?
I don't think it's awful.
You know what I mean. Like, people on the surface level would think it's terrible?
Yes.
Yes! I'm gonna stop it.
Then if I stop you first and he tries to headbutt you.
Oh my god, I slap him again.
So make a... you're grappling, so it'll be opposed strength here.
No, that's not a pass.
I had a 99.
Okay, I rolled a 46. My strength is a 40.
So he tries to headbutt you, but you just like squeeze him a little bit harder, yeah. And he's like, ugh! Okay, just... Let me go or kill me. Let me go and I'll go. And he like points with his head down. He's like, I'll just go back in the sewers. I'll disappear.
I don't believe you. Webby, what should we do with him?
He doesn't really have the constitution of a proper dentist.
That's true.
I'd say just kill him. Bye bye.
Okay, bye. I'll take my dagger and I'll kill him.
So what do you do?
I'll just like slit his throat, I guess.
So just as you like take your dagger up, you have to let go of him enough to get your dagger out. He doesn't do anything to get away from you. And as you go up to slit his throat, he just says, the yellow fang will have you.
Whoa.
Yellow fang, purple cloaks. A lot of rival color gangs in here.
Yellow fang.
Yeah, so you haven't turned around in a hot minute, Mina. You might want to... Jeez, I've never been good at this part. There's a... your friend is...
He was so young,
though. Yeah, so... you should probably...
Now, Lucky is covered in Bruno.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Lucky, what happened to you?
My raccoon wounds.
Lucky!
Bruno's gone.
Where did he go? Did he run away again?
No, he blew up.
Boy,
did he have to go too again?
No, he exploded.
Like, that's what...
Look at the hole in the ground!
Well, I mean, we're underground. This could be very natural. I don't know.
Maybe this is not the time for jokes.
Oh,
Bruno's actually,
God.
Like... That was the fakest sounding thing in the world!
Mina, make a charm test. A very hard charm test.
Failed it.
I'm just kidding. Like, that's exactly how Mina says it.
Oh no.
How can you respond that way? We've been traveling with him for like
2 weeks.
2 years. It's what it feels like.
200 episodes.
Feels like almost 4 years.
It really does. Lucky, I'm so sorry.
He has kids out there. They have no parents at all now. They just have that weird hot aunt.
Honestly, they're probably better off with weird hot aunts.
Yeah, probably, you know? But...
Oh my God. Lucky, are you okay?
No, Bruno's...
Hurt?
What?
Did you get hurt?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, are you all right?
No, I mean, kind of, like a little.
Oh, Lucky.
Do you want me to tend your wounds and talk down to you some?
No, I don't want that.
Lucky, this must have been so really hard for you to see.
Are you sure you
Yeah, first hand!
Did you get hit with his hand first?
That's not funny! I dumped my stuff out of me and it exploded!
That was awful, you're going to hell for that!
Yeah, it must have been the rose water that did it.
It was the probably the rose water!
I'm at 8 corruption, I'm already... I'm going.
I didn't know that it would make someone explode, I just thought he was on fire and the water's in the name, it's literally on the bottle! It's probably the main ingredient.
Yes, I mean, honestly, you did more than anyone else to try to put Bruno out, even Bruno.
He tried. He was rolling around.
I missed that one.
It's not okay.
I said he did more to put Bruno out than anybody, even Bruno.
Oh my God.
Hey, Lucky.
Yeah.
Over here.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you want to be a doctor, right? Not like a fake impossible doctor with magic, but like a real one?
I mean, kind of.
Nod your head.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, first rule of doctrine. They don't say it, but sooner or later, everyone's parts.
No!
Bruno just beat us to the end. That's all there is to it.
I stopped the blood. He's not bleeding anymore.
Well.
Now they're hanging off like stalactites off the ceiling.
Oh. Yeah, you're right after a fashion.
It's okay if JB jokes about it.
It's like just incredibly not okay. What's Carl gonna think?
Oh no. Oh no.
Poor Carl.
I don't get half my experience points because I didn't get my dooming. Oh.
Actually, what is your dooming?
Salt water.
Rose water.
Rose water.
Yeah, that's right.
Poison to thy tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
All right. Well,
oh no.
You've got the look of a man who's buried a lot of close friends and family.
Thank you for calling me a man.
How would you do a proper send off of Bruno to honor his legacy or lack thereof?
I don't know what he believed in. Well, he's a Sigmar guy. What do Sigmar people do?
Honestly, I think he spent a lot of time in the sewers. I think we just toss him in the sewer.
He's not 10 gold, Mina. You can't just throw him in the sewers.
Isn't he worth 10 gold?
Oh, significantly more.
Oh, hang on. Can I want to pick over his remains and see if there's an unvarnished pie.
Well, go in any direction you want. They're all there.
Roll me an average perception test to represent the chance of that.
Okay. Alternatively, how about an average evaluate test?
To see if it's still...
Your evaluate's better?
Yes.
Oh. In light of everything that's gone on, you can find a unblown up pie in...
Unvarnished.
...one of his pockets.
It's a Bruno miracle. That's going to be like a reliquary, right? For the Bruno shrine.
Is reliquary a real word?
Reliquary, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Close enough, yeah. We'll design a triptych for Bruno.
Oh, my goodness.
What's a triptych? That's like the little skateboards that you can use on the table, right?
Trio of paintings that opens and closes, and you can put a reliquary inside.
What do the pilgrims carry around for the horses?
Tech-tech.
Dead people.
They're like little skateboards that you can use on the table.
Dead people
don't talk Bruno. Oh, no, for the Bretonians. Sorry. Oh.
No idea what you're saying there. All right.
Sorry.
Maybe we'll figure out what JB's talking about next time as we have a bit of a shakeup in the gang. Come back from 1-2-0-3.
Bruno can't take his hand and come with me.
Mort took his hand.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2E actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolforp actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.